Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Ursula McGrath, you are the person that knows how to put a hat on a dog. Would this be right?
Well, it looks that way.
I'm guessing, right, as the person behind, well, actually, as Ireland's number one designer and maker of hand-knit sweaters for dogs on irishdogdesigns.com, a conversation about which you had with Jonathan Healy in the most recent Red Business podcast, I see all sorts of pictures of dogs wearing Aran knit sweaters. Do they love this in the States?
Absolutely. It's just grown and grown in the last couple of months. I think they like putting the same sweater on their dog as that they're wearing themselves.
Well, I think people in Ireland possibly underappreciate the Aran knit sweater and what it is to Irish culture in a way. I mean, it's quite an intricate design to try to create. Do you find it difficult making them for dogs?
No, I suppose, because I've experience in making Aran knits for humans for years and years.
Ah, okay.
So I really, it's just a smaller version.
Ah, okay. So, give us the background story. So how did you come into this?
Okay, well, I was an initial designer with a company called Tivoli here in Cork for years and years, many years. And we folded 2 years ago with the downturn in business and the way things were going at the time. So I found myself at a loose end, and what was I going to do with myself? So playing around, I'm an interior designer anyway. So everyone loves their dogs, and the interest in dogs is growing, and people are paying more money for dogs. So I said, look, I'll try something for a dog. And it just took off.
Wow.
I did lovely photographs. I got professional photographs taken, set up a website, and it just started to tickle away at the start, and the next thing, it just took off.
And is that why Jonathan reached out to you to get your story?
Well, I think he saw me on, there's a lot of new websites there in the last couple of months for Irish crafts.
Mm.
And I think that's possibly where they picked it up. At the start, everything I sold went to the States, but in the last 6 months, it's so much of it has been in Ireland.
Wow.
It's unreal.
Well, maybe people are sitting at home floating around on the internet to see what's out there. And they're like, look at this, jumpers for dogs. Woo-hoo! I must get one. So do you make them? Are these handmade or?
They're all handmade. I don't actually physically sit down and hand knit it myself.
Yes.
I have a group of home knitters.
Oh, wow.
I had a certain amount of them, but I had to recruit new ones in November because business was so good. And they're all local ladies. Many of them are older ladies at home with nothing to do at the moment. Yeah. So they're thrilled to have me to keep them busy.
And earn a few shekels as well. What part of the world are you and they in?
I'm down in Monkstown in Cork.
Hmm. Excellent.
And all my knitters are within kind of a 5 or 7K radius from me, really, you know?
Yeah, and they're obviously pretty talented based on the pictures I'm seeing. I love the beagle. The beagle is gorgeous on the website. I presume that's a beagle, is it? Yeah, that is.
It is a beagle,
And the little strap underneath. Unbelievable. These are so cute, in fairness. Honeycomb stitch, a reminder of the hardworking bee and promises reward for honest labour, and the Irish moss stitch, often knitted as a diamond filler. The moss stitch suggests a good... So, in the past then, I think we all associate the Aran sweater with the Aran Islands, and that's probably correct, is it?
That's probably where it originated from years and many, many years ago. But the Aran sweater really is Ireland.
Full stop. But if there's different named stitches and they do different things or they relate to different things, so there's stories in the jumpers themselves.
There's a story behind every stitch. I picked a few and then I gave it my own name.
Oh,
like
nice.
The hat, I had to come up with a name for the hat.
Yeah.
So I just called it the Blarney Topper. Topper being the top of your head. And I gave it the name Blarney. So, and the other common are inspired, I think, is the Polonic. So just to give them catchy Irish names, you know?
Nice one. Well, listen, thank you for chatting. I mean, the full story of what you've done and how you do it and all of that is on the Red Business Podcast on redextra.ie. Ursula McGrath, founder of Irish Dog Design, in conversation with Jonathan Healy. And thank you for being my local legend this evening, Ursula.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.